not so much. WGN 720, John Landecker, I saw a story today that said man dies from eating too much black licorice, and then it went into a whole bunch of medical words that I have no idea how to say them or what they mean. That's why we welcome Dr. Micah Eimer, Medical Director of the Northwestern Medicine Glenview Outpatient Center. Hey, thanks for being with us, Doctor. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Does this strike you? Well, no. What am I saying? Why would eating? Now, this is just black licorice, right? I mean,
yeah. So this is just black licorice, and it's funny. Something we talk about all the time in medical meetings, and if you want to sound real smart, you bring this up. But in reality, we just don't see it that much. Black licorice has a compound in it called glycyrrhetinic acid, which is similar to a hormone that we make in our body called aldosterone. And that acts on the kidney to have the kidney retain salt and water and let go of potassium. And theoretically, if you ingest enough of this black licorice, that effect can multiply in the body and result in the tragic outcome that we saw in this particular paper.
But that does not occur, I'm assuming, in licorice of different colors, which, of course,
no.
are everywhere.
Yeah,
right?
No, it's the black licorice in particular. That's the one that we worry about. Yeah, the rest of them are safe, aside from the sugar and the calories
right,
and the other
right.
things
yeah.
that I don't normally recommend to people.
Of course not. Who would want to eat candy? I understand this unfortunate person was eating 1 to 2 packages of black licorice a day.
Yeah, that's what they reported, and there's clearly a dose effect. The other thing is that the half-life of this particular chemical is quite long, which means if you eat it day in and day out, it really starts to build up after a while. So it's probably one of those things that in small doses, like everything, is probably safe.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think if you have any kind of heart issues, if you're on any medications like diuretics or high blood pressure meds, you're better off probably just avoiding it.
I guess so. Well, the 100% pure black licorice, which I guess we're talking about, you know, it's like either you like it or you hate it. I don't know if there's anything in between when it comes
yeah.
to just the hardcore black licorice.
Personally, it will not be a problem to stay away from it.
You know what? I'm just going to stick with my good and plenty.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you, Doctor. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Micah Eimer, Medical Director at Northwestern Medicine Glenview Outpatient Center. You know what he said? It was if you want to impress yourself at a medical meeting, bring this up. Not that I'm going to be at any medical meetings, but that's nice to know. 343, the transportation, traveling, CTA trains, buses, airports, COVID-19, how has it changed? We'll find out in just a moment. But right now, traffic and weather, here's Mary.